Hi, this is meteorologist Steve Pelletier, and I am the weatherman. Thanks for checking into weathermanpod.com on your Friday. It is the fifth day of the month of April, 2024, and we're getting close to eclipse day on Monday, and just looking at the cloud cover, still looks like there's going to be a fair amount of clouds from central Texas all the way up into the central Mississippi River Valley and into Ohio. Maybe some improving conditions across western New York State. The eclipse line actually goes from Cleveland to right over Buffalo, just to the north of Rochester, and then takes the coast up towards the Messina-Watertown area of western portions of New York State, northwestern New York State, I should say, and then all the way up to Plattsburgh and northern Vermont and into Canada. You know, it looks like the weather situation across central and northern sections of New York State and northern Vermont are looking very good at this point. That would be I-87. The north way from Albany all the way up to Plattsburgh. Anywhere halfway up that distance, you should see some good weather as far as the eclipse is concerned. And that would be around 3:30 in the afternoon on Monday. Weather-wise, across the nation at this point, we're still looking at a strong northwesterly flow that's been causing snow showers across sections of the southern portion of Michigan, northern Ohio, northwestern portions of New York State. And that's all swinging out and eventually high pressure. Currently across the Dakotas will build into here. And it looks like dry weather for the eastern seaboard. No problems weather-wise for aviation interest up the aviation hubs in northern Georgia and Atlanta. Good conditions there. Good conditions all across Florida and Texas. And also no problems weather-wise into Charlotte. The Cleveland area will have those rain and snow showers, as will Detroit, and also gusty conditions, clouds, and maybe some rain showers in Chicago, but no major delays. West Coast, another big storm working into that area of the country, and it's going to cause quite a bit of rainfall and mountain snows from southern portions of California all the way up to Washington and Oregon State, and it looks like the heavy snows will be in the Sierra Nevada and in central and northern state of Nevada as this storm makes land. So there will be some delays into San Francisco, especially into Los Angeles, because of the heavy rains and winds expected there today. Weather across the Northeast Corner, a partly sunny day. A little bit of light rain shower action. We're also seeing some snow shower action up in the northwestern hills of western New York State, around the Finger Lakes and all the way up into the northern portion of New York. But generally from D.C. up to the Boston area, it's looking partly sunny and high temperatures only in the upper 40s. Saturday will be a little bit better, more sunshine, low 50s, all the way into the 50 to 55 degree range for Sunday. And on eclipse day, it looks like fair conditions for the Northeast Corridor, highs in the lower 60s on Monday. I'm meteorologist Steve Pelletier, and I am the weatherman. Thanks for checking in. Next update on your Saturday morning. We'll take a look at that eclipse weather across northern New York State at that point. Have a great day. Talk to you then.